Joining us right now is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, good afternoon. And again, thanks for having me on every week. I appreciate it.
So the first question, what are the latest COVID numbers in the city right now?
Yeah, I mean, they're very, very manageable. Dr. Rick Herman, our medical consultant, does the weekly dashboard, and we're in a green color. Remember the old colors they used to do, green, yellow, red. So we're in a green color, which is great. We haven't been there in a long time. So total cases overall, 34,462 cases in Brockton. Our death count is the same as when I shared it last week. Unfortunately, 536 residents have passed away. But our active current cases right now are only 29 cases. So the numbers are great. The hospital numbers are phenomenal as well in terms of census. And things are really starting to level off, and I'm really happy about that situation.
Now, speaking of hospitals, what's the latest with Brockton Hospital?
Yeah, I had two different Zoom calls and a phone call this week with Bob Haffey, who's the CEO of Brockton Hospital, Signature Healthcare. So things are going okay. I mean, they're moving forward. They have a goal to have a portion of the hospital online in July. And the goal is to try to get it, back on track late summer, early fall. So, again, they're working as diligently as they can. I know the state and the governor and lieutenant governor have been awesome. Federal delegation met here at City Hall with them as well. So, it's a difficult situation. The influx of patients are going over to Neighborhood Health Center downtown and also Good Samaritan Medical Center and South Shore Hospital. So I just want to publicly thank everybody that work at those medical facilities. I really do. I mean, think about it. They were dealing with a worldwide pandemic, which was nuts and crazy, but they were true professionals. They saved lives. Now they're really dealing with such an uncommon practice, an 11-alarm fire at the Brockton Hospital. So kudos to everybody working at all those facilities.
Now, is there any sense that these facilities are being overwhelmed, or are they handling the load right now?
They're handling it, and again, Brockton Hospital Signature has, in essence, a loaner program where a lot of medical clinicians are on loan to some other facilities, which is great, to lessen the burden. But, there's still long waits. There's no doubt about that. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. But, again, they're doing the best they can, and, the goal is to get Brockton Hospital back up running as quick as possible. There is a fear of some potential delays on supply because of COVID. We all know that construction supply and stuff like that. But, I can say Bob Haffey and his team have been phenomenal to work with during the pandemic and exceptional during this crisis we're dealing with right now due to the fire.
Now, there was some good news. It appears Stop and Shop is staying in the city.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that. I had quite a few conversations with management at Stop and Shop. The parent company is Ahold, and we even reached out to the California company that owns the actual property. The tenant is Stop and Shop. The owner is out on the West Coast. And, thank God the meeting of the minds came to fruition, and they are staying open. And as you know, I mean, that's just a supermarket. That's a banking institution. That's a pharmacy. That's a gas station. Not just for Brockton people on the north side. It's also folks coming in and visiting. A lot of folks from Holbrook shop at Stop and Shop. So we're able to have a wonderful event over there, and it's job saving, right? A lot of employees work there, and their jobs are going to be saved right now. So it just goes to show that, public and private partnerships can work, and communication is key. And we had a lot of conversations, but we finally got to what we needed to do in terms of saving the store.
Also, you got a visit from a Patriot player.
Yeah, Mac Jones, quarterback, number 10, was in the City of Champions yesterday, and he came a year ago to the Boys and Girls Club on Warren Ave, and almost a year to the day came back, and he's just a really nice guy. It was my first opportunity to meet with him, and I actually was able to bring my youngest son there to meet him, who is a huge Patriots fan, and it was really about the kids, right? I mean, that's what it was about. So he came down. I want to thank the Kraft family, who has always supported Brockton and the New England Patriots, for coming down and making the day for many, many, many kids in the city of Brockton. And, he said when he comes to Brockton, he feels the love and he loves coming here. And, we welcome him back with open arms as much as he wants to come here.
I also wanted to ask you about the holidays, because Easter was just this past weekend. Passover is wrapping up this evening. Of course, we're still in the middle of Ramadan. How is that? Has that caused any issues with COVID numbers or any concerns like that?
No, it really hasn't. Great question, Dan. I mean, in the past, we had closed confinements at holiday gatherings and people got sick, and we have not seen that, thank God. I think the weather's playing a big part, too. People are outside quite a bit. This is unprecedented, the weather we're facing this week, and I welcome it and I love it. It's great. But, as a result of people getting together during the holidays, we have not seen an uptick due to that relationship. So, COVID's not gone. We know that. But, it's being managed. And We are still doing shots. We're still doing vaccines and boosters if people need them, and that's our local Board of Health. The regional facility from DPH phased out, so that's no longer up at the Shaw Center, but it's all hands on deck with people to have a healthy, safe City of Champions.
All right, Mr. Mayor. Well, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan. I'll talk to you next week. Have a good day.
Thank you.